This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're with Juliet Ng and Joyce Goh, and now it's time to look at the global markets. And on the line is Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific with Oenda Singapore. Good morning, Stephen. Now, all eyes are on American officials' scheduled visit to Beijing this week to resume trade talks. And this would be the first such face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping. This also coupled with fresh U.S. travel warnings to China. Stephen, do you think that this talks would have ability to bring cheer to the market?
Well, you know, we've been down this road many times before, but I think there's a little bit of a shift here. I think we're looking at the reaction of global equity markets in December that melted down substantially. And my view here is, given the president really does like to hang its ratings on the level of the S&P, I think he wants to see equity markets higher again. So I think the U.S. now are just about as incentivized as China to get this deal together. We know for sure China's struggling. Obviously, certain elements in the U.S. economy have been struggling, but it's the equity markets again. We're just starting to see life come back to the equity markets. But I think this could be a real positive for global equity markets if we could at least get a roadmap in place. We don't need an agreement. We just need a roadmap written down towards an end date where a resolution could happen. I think this would be quite significant. Again, it's a wait and see here because we've seen these events in the past go completely sideways. So we're just sitting and watching the headlines as they come out.
Well, Stephen, you said that we know for sure China is struggling. Well, in the U.S., the recent ISM survey posted its biggest drop since a Lehman crisis in 2008. And I think the ISM saw similar large drops during the Great Recession and 9/11. So should market watchers be concerned?
Well, I think what this tells you is just how bad the markets reacted in December that skewed the Institute of Supply Management surveys. Obviously, we're going to have to see how this plays out. You know, we just came out of a non-farm payroll number that was absolutely stellar, suggesting that there's not really any negatives as far as employment is concerned in the U.S. economy, which is generally a pretty good gauge. We have to remember we could see a lot of data skewed because, you know, let's go back here and think of the press that we were getting. I mean, we were getting fear-mongering that was coming out of just about every sector of the markets that the U.S. economy was headed for a recession. Towards the late in 2019, just outrageous, really, when you think about it. But investors were buying into this, and it was just confusing the market's landscape so much. And I think this has actually filtered through in the sense that when you have such a big drop in equity markets, it actually tightens up financial conditions because people have less money. You know, when their portfolios decline, they don't spend. So this is all adding into the overall negativity towards what the market. So, yeah, I agree every data point is very, very important to watch. But I think when it comes to surveys, which I consider very forward-looking and very significant, I think we have to be a little bit cautious coming out of the December market meltdowns. We have to see how the economy is going to transform in 2019. But one interesting thing is that that we've noticed here is there's a thing called the surprise index, which means a U.S. economic surprise index, which usually points quite positively as we enter a new year because everybody's sort of in a jovial mood and expects the economy to do well. That's actually negative right now, and that's very, very unusual. So this also supports the argument coming out of December. There's a lot of negativity still permeating in the markets right now.
The Fed is also a main actor in all this, and they had a meeting in December. The minutes will be released this Wednesday. And they opted to lift interest rate for the fourth time in 2018 and signal two rate rises for 2019. Do you think that we could get some clues from the minutes?
They've walked it back. I mean, let's look at what Powell came out and said on Friday. He basically said that he's going to remain ultimately data dependent. And what I found really significant about his comments is he actually drew comparisons to the market meltdowns we had in 2016 when when the markets were incredibly volatile, equity markets were melting down, and this caused the Feds to actually delay hiking rates for almost 12 months. So he's actually alluded to that fact. He suggested that, listen, he's hearing what the market's telling him. He's listening to what the market's telling him. We're not on a calendar event here. We're not going to raise interest rates because a calendar date shows up. We're going to raise interest rates based on the economic data. Of course, Friday's employment number and stronger payrolls suggested, yeah, well, maybe the Fed should raise interest rates. But he came out right after that, and he knew what that number was leading. So he's equally as concerned about the global equity market meltdown, which in itself can have a draining effect on financial conditions. And I think this is what the Feds are worried about. So whether we get one, two, or no rate hikes, I think it's all going to become very data dependent. But because of that dovish lean he came out with on Friday, the markets are actually getting some breathing room. And that's why we saw such a significant rally on the S&P on Friday.
Well, Stephen, we are into the fourth trading day of the year, and it's been a rocky start to the year for world markets. It could be too early to tell the exact direction for markets yet, but what about major themes? What major themes do you see playing out for markets this new year?
Well, I think as we saw, the way that the year took off here was when we had a weaker China PMI print, the first one that came out, the manufacturing print, saw markets sell off quite aggressively. I think China risk remains quite elevated in the markets right now. As far as growth is concerned, that's going to be one of the number one economic drivers. I don't believe the U.S. and the U.S. markets sell-off was really an economic story. I think it was a market event. I think it was more of a correction than it was anything else. Probably a long overdue correction that just happened at a very inopportunistic time. However, we're very concerned about growth in China. Second largest economy in the world, obviously, it's going to be a concern. So what we're looking at here is we're looking at PBOC policy. Okay, right now they introduced a reserve requirement ratio cut last on Friday, but that's not really going to filter through because that's more of an injection ahead of the Lunar New Year, which is traditionally a tight period. But what we're going to look for is more policy shifts towards more easing from the PBOC to right the shift. So we're going to look at the data between now and the lead up to the Lunar New Year, and I'm thinking if the U.S., if the China data continues to run south or run weaker, I think the PBOC will be more inclined to ease, and I think this is going to be equally supportive for global equity markets, and I also believe it's going to be equally supportive for commodity markets. So, we're looking at China. That's really the big risk. Obviously, the global growth narrative, we've seen declines in economic performance in the EU. And of course, we're going to keep an eye on the U.S. because obviously if the U.S. market starts to show negative or starts to confirm some of the worst fears that people were discussing in December, I think we're going to be in for a world of hurt in the equity markets because once that turns down, the Federal Reserve Board doesn't have a lot of room to adjust policy. Rates are still historically low. So really all they can probably do is stop reducing the bond buyback program and try to take some pressure off. But things are very limited. We look at global central banks right now. There's not one that's in hiking mood. Everybody looks like they want to be easing. So this tells you one thing, that this is a global concern right now. So, China really the big one, but I think globally, the global growth narrative, I think those are all the major issues that we're focusing on going through at least the early stages in 2019.
Thank you so much. And that was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific, Wanda Singapore, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.